This is Jim Wenger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Waukene, Kansas, speaking with Lynette King at Frontier Ag. Lynette, things winding down now?
Yep, they are. We're about 90% done here.
You think you'll finish up over the next week or so if the weather cooperates?
Well, we really need the rain, but yeah, I'm hoping so. We have one guy that hasn't gotten started, and hoping to real soon, but I'm hoping within maybe by middle of next week we'll be done totally.
How has the wheat been so far?
Actually, it's been good here, a lot better than expected. Everybody was kind of on the downside of, you know, not sure they wanted to cut it, and then when stuff started coming in, I would say our average here is probably 45 to 50. We've had a lot of people that have had stuff start at 15, and by the time they were done, you know, head north to some of this, or they started south, or south stuff, and then by the time they got out northwest town of here, we've gone from 70 to 15 on acres, I mean, on what it made bushels per acre, so we're all over the board.
Has test weights been good?
Yeah, we've had a little bit under 60, not a whole heck of a lot, but most of it, before these little rains start happening, anywhere from 60 to 64.
Well, I know as I was driving in, it's a little humid out there today, a little trying to rain, but not really raining.
Yeah, we've missed some of our major rains around here, which I guess we're getting them done, but we really, our fall crops really need a drink of water bad.
Pretty dry around here right now.
It's getting there with the winds and stuff, with the 100 degrees, with the 30 and 40 mile an hour winds that we had, you know, end of the week, first of the week. It's really dried stuff out.
Well, it's good to dry out the wheat, but not for the fall crops.
Right, right on, because fall crops is getting to be where we're going to. We're getting less and less wheat and more acres in the fall crops.
Did you say most people around here may be a little surprised with the yields they've gotten?
You bet they are. Really surprised.
With the lower prices, you need bigger yields to to make a living anymore.
That is a fact.
How has the protein been on the wheat? Has it been pretty good?
Here, it's been exceptional. Not very many times do you get the high test weight with the high proteins, but we've gone, our average is still in the middle 13s, but we've seen as high as 17.7 here.
That's pretty amazing, really.
Yeah, it is.
Has the area had any disease problems?
We've had a little bit of some stuff. Not a whole lot, but Mosaic has hit a few fields, and that's where the 17.7s have come in on those fields.
Now, did you have any hail around here?
We sure did, out northwest where they had the Mosaic also, so.
So those guys got hit pretty hard out there.
Yeah, they did.
Was any of it zeroed out, or did they have to go ahead and harvest it?
There was a little bit of both. I mean, there was both that they did have to go ahead and harvest, and there was some that they did zero, so.
Well, Lynette, thank you. Appreciate visiting with you this morning. This is Lynette King at Frontier Ag in Waukene, Kansas, and I'm Jim Wenger.